Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I got a phone call from the Lord yesterday, on Sunday. I mean, like, I don't know, and I let it go to voicemail. I let a call from the Lord go to voicemail on a Sunday.
Well, it's okay, because after the Lord tried to call you and you didn't answer, and the reason why Farwell didn't answer is the kicker. I answered when the Lord called me so that I could do business with the Lord while you were living in sin on a Sunday.
Like, so here's the thing.
The Lord called you too,
yeah,
Campbell?
But I picked
She's my backup. Yeah,
I picked up.
I got to check my phone records, but I don't remember that from yet. He didn't call me.
Actually,
be afraid,
truth
Pauly.
Be told, the Lord is a woman. Just we all knew that.
That's true, actually.
Gordy told us that a long time ago.
So I'm sitting there, and my phone rings. And the call display, I kid you not, the call display says Lord V. I'm like, I don't know any. And it was a 416 number. So I'm like, I didn't know the Lord lived in the six.
This is Saw Guy,
what
I think.
T Dot.
I think.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know anybody named Lord. And it was the strangest thing to see on your call display, Lord V. And I'm like, I don't know you. I mean, I kind of know you. Sometimes I think you're my friend. But sometimes I'm not so sure.
No,
so
the Lord is your shepherd. He's not your friend.
Also true. And that makes me a sheep. Is that?
Yeah. Well, we're all but sheep, aren't
exactly.
we?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, I totally let it go to voicemail because I didn't want to talk to the Lord. I was in the middle of a poker game.
Yeah. Middle of a poker game. Ouch. Where I come from, you don't play cards on Sunday because it's a sin. But I guess in Ontario, that's okay.
I guess it is.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
So when the Lord got your voicemail,
she called me. Yeah.
She called me and she said, I tried to call your colleague, Mike Farwell, and I said, well, he's playing poker on a Sunday and is going to get struck by lightning.
Hasn't happened yet. Hasn't happened yet. We've got clear skies today, so I'm feeling pretty good. The Lord was calling. So the Lord is actually Victoria Lord, and she's a public relations representative for... Are we allowed to say this?
I don't know if we are or not.
Well, I'm going to say it.
Okay.
We're going to interview Dolly Parton today.
Yes, we are.
So that was what the phone call was about. I mean, so if the Lord's calling on Sunday, it might as well be, hey, let's get you set for your Dolly Parton interview the next day.
The call you didn't answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
You had to know that the Lord was on Dolly's team. I mean, she is a very good Christian woman. You had to know that the Lord would be part of Dolly's people.
Isn't that what you say? The bigger the hair, the closer to God?
The bigger the hair, the closer to God.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's
so,
a Dolly quote right there.
It's no wonder she's got somebody named Lord on her team.
I don't think that my hair is big enough for Dolly today. Might have to do some teasing before we go. It's rather kind of flat. I should have busted out the Aquanet and a curling iron.
I don't know what any of that means, but you look fine.
Closer to God.
Yeah. Sorry, Lord, for letting your call go to voicemail.
It's okay. I got it.
I had pocket aces, so what do you want me to do?
Yeah. When Judas calls, though, I'm not picking up. You can.
I'll take that one.
I'm not picking that one up.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.